Good morning. This is Becky Speep, Direct Sales Specialist and the Christian Direct Seller. And today we're going to be talking about what do we do when people ask us to do things. You know, this is, I think, a really good topic for this morning. We just experienced, or we are in daylight savings time. And I just, on these kind of mornings, I just feel like, you know, when other people are asking for my help, I just want to roll over and sleep a little bit more. That's not what the Word tells us to do. So today our topic is what to do when others ask for help. And as people that are entrepreneurs, our direct sellers, as we're working our own businesses, I think this comes up a lot. And so I just want to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to just ask that He blesses our time together and gives us supernatural wisdom. Father God, I just praise and I thank You that we are having another morning. You gave us another amazing morning, so we just want to praise You and give You the glory today. I pray that You'll be with each and every person that took the time and the commitment to start their week off with You, Lord, that are maybe live on this call, Lord, or those that are listening to the recording. I ask for an extra measure of grace, love, and mercy today, extra measure of peace as we interact with others. Lord, I pray that You'll strengthen our bodies, that we'll have more energy today than we even know what to do with. And Father God, I pray that You'll help us to accomplish each and everything to further and grow Your kingdom today. I thank You for Your supernatural wisdom and direction. I thank You that when we ask things that you give them to us, Lord. I just pray that You'll speak through my mouth of clay, that I will decrease, that You will increase, and that our lives will never be the same as a result of spending these few minutes with You today. We love You. We praise You. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about that topic because, you know, for me, this is just an interesting topic. It feels sometimes that I almost feel like there's so many people asking for help that you feel like you're just torn in a million places and you're not exactly sure what to do. So when I'm in that place, I always like to go to the Word and ask the Lord, what do You want me to do? What would You have me do? And He is so faithful. He always answers our prayer. And so I want to take you to the book of Genesis this morning. And to me, this is just one of the greatest stories. And I'm sure Rebecca, who's also on the line, would agree with me just because she mirrored our name. I think this is an extraordinary example of doing things that might not be expected of us, and how God always, always wants to reward us. You know, Abraham had a special relationship with God. He was actually Abram before the Lord changed his name to Abraham, and he started confessing over himself and everyone that spoke to him that he was going to be the father of many nations, because that's what Abraham actually means. And God is so loving, and He's so gracious to us, that He just takes care of our every need. Well, He finally had a son named Isaac. But the thing was, is they were living in with all the pagans. They were living with the Canaanites, and He did not want his son to marry a Canaanite. So He says, you know what, I'm going to pray, talk to God. And He came up with this idea that He was going to send his servant or his assistant over to the country from which he came from. He said, you know, I want to send you back to my relatives to take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, and we're in Genesis 24, verse 5, it says, the servant said to him, but perhaps the woman might not be willing to come after me to our country. You know, must I take your son into the country from which you came? So he's like, well, you know, if I bring him, it's going to be a lot easier. And you know, Abraham said, no, whatever you do, don't take my son back there. But the Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house, from the land, from my family and my birth, who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you will take a wife there for my son. Down to verse 10, it says, the servant took 10 of his master's camels, and he departed, taking some of his master's treasures with him. Thus he journeyed to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor, and he went to the city where Abraham's brother lived. And he made his camels to kneel down outside the city by a well of the water at the time of the evening when women would go out to draw the water. And he said, "Oh Lord," so he's praying right now. He says, you know, and he knows it's the God of Abraham. He says, "God of my master Abraham, I pray to you, cause me to meet with good success today and show kindness to my master Abraham." So I love this. First off, you know, we're going to be talking about Rebecca, but look at the servant. Look at his assistant. He's like, "Okay, so I can help you have the greatest success. You know, should I take somebody with, should I take your son with me so she gets to meet him, fall in love?" And you know, Abraham said, "Nope, that's not God's plan." He's like, "Okay, I'm going to be obedient." Then as soon as he gets there, he obeys. And then he decides, you know what? I'm going to pray that I have success, but that you bless and you're kind to Abraham. So he's praying for his boss, praying for direction, willing to do whatever God says. And in verse 14, it says, "And let it so be that the girl to whom I say, I pray you, let down your jar that I can drink," that she replies and says, "You know what, let me give you your camels to drink also. Let her be the one whom you've selected and appointed and indicated for your servant Isaac to be a wife to him, and by it I shall know that you have shown kindness and faithfulness to my master." And listen to this. I love this. When God works this way, it's so exciting to me. He says, before he had even finished speaking, he's still in the middle of praying, guess what happened? Out came Rebecca. She was the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who was the wife of Nahor, the brother of Abraham, with her water jar on her shoulder. And the girl was very beautiful and attractive, chaste and modest, and unmarried. So he's thinking, oh, this might be good. But he didn't want to skew what, you know, he had asked the Lord. So he just, you know, watched her. And she went down to the well, and she filled her jar, and it came back up. And so he ran to meet her, and he said, "You know what, I pray you, let me drink a little water from your water jar." And do you know what she said? Immediately she said, "Oh, drink, my Lord." And so she quickly set down her jar into her hand and gave him a drink. When she had given him a drink, she said, "You know what? I'm going to draw water for your camels until they finish drinking." And so she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran again to the well and drew water for all of his camels. Now, this might not sound like a very big deal. We're thinking, turn the hose on. Wants water the animals. Well, I grew up on a farm. And let me tell you, we had more than 10 cows. But even when we would bring in 10 cows at a time, because that's how many milk stanchions we had, it took a long time to even just get them all fed, get them all settled, and get them into the place where they would even want to settle down. And let me explain this to you. Okay, so let's just say, you know, he had 10 camels. And each one, not super thirsty, and remember that they were walked through the desert, so they'd be super thirsty. But even not being super thirsty, they could drink about 20 gallons of water. Okay, so let's make the calculation. 10 camels at 20 gallons each is 200 gallons. 200 gallons drawn with a 5-gallon jar is 40 trips. And he didn't say that they were super close by the well. They were by the wall of the city by the well. So there was a little bit of a trip back and forth. And it even said that she ran back and forth in what we just read. So let's say she's doing 40 trips at a conservative 3 minutes each. Okay, I'm saying it's going to take longer than that. And I don't even know if she had a 5-gallon jar. She might have had one that was smaller. What if it was only a gallon? But just given this the benefit of the doubt, it's going to take a minimum of 2 hours. Now, I'm sure she had told her mom and whomever else was in the house, you know, "I'm going to go and I'm going to get some water, and I'll be right back." And 2 hours or more later, she's finally finished. I'm sure she calculated this all in her head. But the thing that I love about Rebecca and the Rebecca principle is, you know, she says, "I'm going to do what was asked of me, and then I'm going to do something more." And, you know, a lot of times today, we get the attitude, you know, "I'm going to do just enough to get by," right? It also tells us in Matthew 5:41 that in Jesus' days, he actually said this. He said, "And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too." What was he referring to? During his day, the Roman soldiers could ask anyone to carry their armor. So it was pretty heavy, and it's hot, and it's dusty. And, you know, they traveled long trips, but they didn't want to have to carry it. So they could ask anybody by the side of the road or whomever to carry their armor, and they'd have to do it. And the law was that you'd have to go 1 mile. And Jesus said, you know what, go two. Show that you love me, honor me, and honor God, and go the extra mile. I'm sure you've heard that, right? Everywhere we look right now, we see an attitude of minimum effort for maximum pay. But if we actually take on the attitude of Rebecca, things can be so different. You know, one of the things that she actually received, and she didn't even realize that she was going to get an extra blessing just for her extra effort. You know, it would have been really easy for Rebecca to lower her jar, give the stranger a drink, and then continue on to her home and think that she did a really good thing, because she didn't have to give him any water. She could have just said, hey, man, I'm too busy. I got to get back to the house. What would that have been like for her if she would have just done the convenient thing? But before she made the offer, she undoubtedly thought about the time, the effort, the sacrifice that was going to be required for her to act and be this generous. But she did it anyway. She set herself apart from all the other women who had gathered at the spring that evening, and as a result, her life changed in ways that she couldn't even imagine. So I want to encourage you to think about it. Do you realize, because she gave generously of her time, of her effort, that she received more than she ever thought possible? She actually became the great, 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 great grandmother of the Messiah. Yeah, that was 37 times, by the way. So when the Lord asks us to give, when he asks us to do something for someone else, don't do it with the heart of, oh, I'm doing this because I'm going to get a blessing from God, or I'm going to get a blessing, or I'm going to go further than what I thought. But give generously because it's the right thing to do. You know, there's always an overflow from generosity that blesses those close to the giver. So it not only blessed her, but then she went back and she took the servant, and it says in the word that she also said to him, you know what, we have straw and we've got a barn, and we also have enough room for you to stay. Come stay with us at our house. I mean, she went even another mile, right? She went even further. And then as she went back in, you know, she was so excited because the man immediately bowed his head and he worshiped the Lord. And he, you know, was so thankful and blessed. And, you know, he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not left my master destitute of his loving kindness and steadfastness. As for me, going on the way of obedience and faith, the Lord led me to the house of my master's kinmen. So when we trust the Lord, when we ask him for things and we trust that he's going to give us the goodness, he's going to do that. Now, it did require effort, right? He had to ask. He had to do his part. What didn't just sit there at the wall and thought, okay, well, Lord, I asked you to give it to me, and I'm just going to sit here and we'll see that if a woman just walks up. No, he says, if I ask for her to give me a drink, she's going to ask to do this for my camels. And then she kept going above and beyond. So think about this. Maybe this is with your service, with your business. Do you go above and beyond with your service? Do you go above and beyond with your team? Do you give them the training that they need? Do you give them coaching? Do you put, you know, good outside trainers in their place? You know, what are you doing with your team? What are you doing with your business as far as customers, hosts, prospects, team leaders, your entire team? Now, I'm not saying that you completely exhaust yourself and you have absolutely no boundaries. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying do what you can. Do what the Lord lays on your heart, because he's going to direct you, okay? Now, what happened is she went and she told her mom what had happened and everything, and then they decided, you know what? What we want to do is we want to make sure that he's taken care of. So they started preparing a feast, and they worked and they got everything ready, and then they decided that, you know, this would definitely be the bride. But can you think about this impact? The impact of her just being generous, her offering to give what she had plus extra. The result that came from it. You know, I know for all of us, there's times when we just think, you know what, I just don't want to do this. And it could even have been this morning, I just don't want to get out of bed. I just don't want to start my day this way. I just don't feel like, But think about it. What would our world be like if Michelangelo said, you know what, I just don't do ceilings. I'm just not in the mood today to get up and do a ceiling. Or if Noah said, you know what, I just don't do boats, God. Or Rebecca said, you know, I just don't do camels. That's just a little too much work for me. Or Moses said, you know what, I don't do rivers. Or what if David said, you know what, I just don't do giants. I definitely don't do Goliaths. Or Mary said, you know what, I don't do virgin births. Or if John the Baptist said, you know what, I don't do baptisms. The river's a little dirty today. Or Peter said, you know what, I don't do Gentile discipleship. I'm a Jew. I don't do that. That's not my thing. Or Paul said, you know what, I just don't do letters. Or what if Jesus had said, I don't do crosses? Where would we be? What's the Lord called and asked you to do? Where has he said to go the extra mile? Where has he said to go give just a little bit more? I can't tell you what that area is for you in your life or your business, but I know that when we incorporate a generous spirit and we have a lifestyle of generous giving, it's going to outlive us. It's going to keep going. It's going to pass on the goodness of God, and we're going to be able to give God more glory and more honor. You know, sometimes we just don't see the opportunities that are in front of us in our everyday life. But I'm going to ask today that God gives that to you, that he helps you to see the opportunities, and that you can become a person of excellence. That you can do that and carry that forward in every area of your business, every area of your life. That he'll give you the desire to reach out and give more than what's required, more than what's expected. And that he's going to give you the heart to do so with the motives that are pure and not self-seeking. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to have a successful life. He wants you to have a successful business. Absolutely. But he wants you to give him the glory. You can be just like Rebecca. I mean, you can be selected by the wealthiest man in the whole world to be brought into his home. I'm sure after that day, Rebecca didn't have to go and serve and water that many camels again because there were servants to take care of that. But because she had a servant's heart, because she wanted to bless other people, they knew that she was the perfect choice. Well, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Before I do, though, I'm going to just unmute the lines here for a quick second. I see we have a ton of other people that jumped in, and I just want to see if anybody's got a prayer request or a praise report that we haven't talked about so far.
Thank you.
Does anybody have a prayer request or praise report that we haven't mentioned so far?
Good morning, Becky. This is Carol.
Yes. Hi, Carol.
I need to lift up my cousin Shirley in prayer. She's in the hospital. She has a iron issue, and not sure how long she's going to be in there. Usually she's in there for a couple days.
Okay. We'll just speak healing over her in Jesus' name.
And then I've been fighting the cold since, well, it started with an ear infection, and then now I have a cold. So just that it gets better faster.
Yeah, we need you to be healthy, right? Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you.
And You're welcome. Anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report this morning?
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Hi, my name's Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Jessica. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Thanks. I just wanted to ask if everyone could please pray for my son. He's been having some issues at school, and I just want to try to help him have some more strength to make better choices and such. I've been praying for that a lot, and any help is greatly appreciated.
Yes. Absolutely. Anybody else have a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody again. And Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for another day. Just like Cindy and Rebecca said, praise the Lord, it's a new day. Yay, we love you, Lord, and we thank you that you've given us another day to serve you. I pray you'll give us supernatural energy today as we go and we start our week. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would help us to have your eyes to see the opportunities in our everyday life and events, that we can be your hands and your feet to reach out and give more than what's required or expected, and that you'll give us the heart to do so with the motives that are pure and not self-seeking. Lord, we love you that you give us examples of how to serve you. Lord, we thank you for the obedience of those that went before us. Lord, help us to trust you and to obey. Lord, I pray that you will give Cinda divine understanding and direction as what to do with her convention, with her new company, Lord. I pray that you will send favor before her as she's meeting with prospects and as she's out in her everyday life, Lord, that she would see how she could build this business, that you would give her supernatural ideas and creativity today on ways that she can build and expand her business. Lord, I pray that you'll give her clarity. I pray that you will bring finances to cover her expenses for this convention if this is your will for her to go. Lord, I just pray that you will help her to see the people that have the needs, that she will know in her heart what the needs are and how the vehicle of her company and the vehicle of her products can make all the difference. Lord, I pray the same thing for Rebecca as far as meeting a ton of new people. Lord, she needs an infusion of new people. Give her the words to say. Help her to find the places to position herself to see massive amounts of people she's never met before, and how she can serve and bless them with what her company has to offer. Lord, I just pray that you will continue to keep her heart steadfast and that you would build her business in a quick fashion, Lord. Lord, I pray for Chili. Lord, you know the unspoken request that we've been praying for, Lord. I pray that you will continue to bless her. Lord, you know every need, and you promise that you will meet every need according to your word. Lord, we know that she's been called according to your purpose, and you tell us that you'll bless us. Lord, help her to be just like Abraham's servant, where she goes and she seeks your face. That she wants to bless you, that she wants to give you the glory, Lord, and so that she comes and then she acts on whatever you tell her to do, Lord, that with unwavering faith, that she is so strong and steadfast that she's going to make a difference by trusting and obeying what you say. And, Lord, I just pray for Carol. You know the situation with her cold and her infection and the sickness that's going on with her as well as with her cousin Shirley. We speak life and we speak healing now in Jesus' name to every cell in their body. We command them to come forward and come into the place of alignment according to how you have created them in perfection. We rebuke disease. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke illness. We rebuke infirmity in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for the healing that's taking place even now in this moment in their bodies. And Lord, my heart goes out for Jessica. Lord, with the issues with her son at school, I pray that you'll strengthen Jessica. Lord, that she stands firm, that she stands upright, that she sets the example for her son. And Lord, I also pray that you will help him to make better choices, that you will strengthen him to stand alone, that you will give him a spirit of excellence like you did Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lord, even in their toughest circumstances, even the long walk and loss of their family and even having to become eunuchs, they wanted to serve and to honor you, Lord, with everything in their being. And they decided they were going to choose good friends. They were going to choose to honor you. They were going to choose your way. So right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just ask that you would send godly men and women to speak into Jessica's son's life, that he would have new friends, new choices, that he would stand alone for righteousness in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will get him connected in with good friends, godly friends that are going to help support him to make those right choices. Lord, that you would take away any craving that he has for desires to walk on the wild side or to walk into the places that he has no business being. Lord, have it just put a terrible taste in his mouth. And that if your word, your righteousness would be like sweet nectar for him, that he would crave it just as we pant after you like a deer pants after water. Lord, I pray a blessing over each and every person that hears my voice, that their business would be blessed, their family would be protected and blessed, that they would be strengthened, that there would be health. Lord, that there would be a new infusion of energy and an anointing on their lives, and that they would pass that anointing forward to every single person that they meet in life and in business. We love you, Father God. We praise you. We thank you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have an amazing week, everybody, and I hope that you can catch up on that 1 hour that we lost. Doesn't seem like it, that's very much time in the course of the big scheme of things, but I know for some of us, we struggle. So I'm praying also in Jesus' name that struggle is gone, that we have an infusion of energy upon each and every one of us, that you walk in a new anointing, that you are excited, and that you know exactly what to do when somebody asks you for help. You go the extra mile. You be the hands and feet of Jesus. You show them Jesus, and you honor our Lord and our God. I love you guys. I will be with you next Monday morning. Take care, and God bless you. Bye, everybody.